Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to our deep dive into Alphabet's Q3 2024 earnings.
Yeah.
We're going way deeper than the headlines today.
Absolutely.
Pulling out insights from both their official earnings transcripts.
Sure.
And that incredibly detailed 10-Q that they filed with the SEC.
Yeah.
And get this, we're not just talking numbers here.
Right.
We're going to explore everything from sports and self-driving cars to AI, legal battles.
Yeah.
And even get a peek into what Alphabet's planning for the future.
I'm excited.
You ready to dive in?
Absolutely. There's a lot to unpack here.
Okay, let's start with something that really jumped out at me.
Okay.
YouTube's complete domination in the sports arena.
Mm.
I mean, those viewership numbers are unbelievable.
Yeah, it's more than just the numbers, though.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is how YouTube is becoming, like, the platform for sports.
Yeah.
Especially for younger audiences who are ditching cable like crazy.
Right.
They're drawn to this unique content from creators like Evelyn Gonzalez, Adam W., Brett Coleman.
Yeah, I love those guys.
These folks are changing how fans engage with sports.
Yeah.
Through commentary and analysis that you just don't get on traditional broadcasts.
Totally. I mean, think about the Olympics coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Over 12 billion views for the Paris 2024 content on YouTube alone.
Wow.
And a good chunk of those, 35% to be exact,
mm-hmm.
were on actual TVs, not just phones or laptops.
Really?
That's a major shift in viewing habits.
Huge.
And then you've got NFL Sunday Ticket moving over to YouTube TV.
Right.
It's only their second season with it.
Uh-huh.
But the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
That's great.
Fans are loving that multi-view feature.
Right.
And all the fantasy football integrations.
It says.
Advertisers are flocking to it.
Yeah.
Even the NFL itself seems happy with the partnership.
I think so.
It feels like YouTube is going all in on creating like a truly immersive sports experience.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working.
It does.
It makes you wonder if this is the beginning of the end for traditional sports broadcasting.
It could.
But let's switch gears for a second.
Okay.
And look at Alphabet's overall financial performance this quarter.
Right.
They posted a solid 15% year-over-year revenue growth.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Definitely nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Cloud deserves a shout out
right.
for hitting a remarkable 17% operating margin.
For sure.
That's a testament to their focus on efficiency and strategic expansion.
Absolutely.
Just to put that into perspective for everyone.
Okay.
Operating margin essentially tells you how much profit a company makes for every dollar of revenue after paying for operating expenses.
Yeah.
So 17% is a pretty healthy chunk of change.
For sure.
But they did mention a potential headwind for subscription revenue going into Q4.
Oh, yeah. What's the story there?
That's related to the timing of their Made by Google product launches.
Okay.
Since those products rolled out earlier this year,
right.
some of that subscription revenue got pulled forward into Q3.
Makes sense.
So it's not necessarily a sign of weakness,
yeah.
but more of a like a timing quirk in their financial reporting.
I see.
Okay. So something to keep an eye on,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily cause for alarm.
Got it.
Now let's talk about Waymo.
Yeah.
They're really hitting the gas when it comes to their self-driving car program.
They are indeed.
We're seeing them expand into new territories.
Okay.
Like Los Angeles and forge these really strategic partnerships.
Yeah.
Their collaboration with Uber in Austin and Atlanta is particularly interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It shows they're willing to explore different models for scaling up this technology.
For sure.
And it's not just ride sharing either.
Oh.
I saw that they're also considering partnerships with fleet managers.
Really?
Which could open up a whole new avenue for growth.
Interesting.
It sounds like they're taking a multi-pronged approach
mm-hmm.
to getting more self-driving cars on the road.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Okay.
Given the complexity of autonomous driving technology.
Sure.
It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So testing different approaches is key to figuring out what works best in various markets and applications.
Makes sense.
Waymo's clearly playing the long game here.
Yeah.
They recognize that mass adoption is going to take time and strategic maneuvering.
For sure. It's exciting to see how this technology is evolving.
Yeah.
But speaking of roadblocks, let's talk about the legal challenges Alphabet is facing.
Right.
Those antitrust lawsuits aren't going away anytime soon.
That's for sure.
The European Commission in particular had been quite active in pursuing antitrust actions against Google, especially when it comes to Google Shopping and Android.
Makes sense.
What's interesting is we're seeing a mixed bag of rulings.
Okay.
They upheld that massive 2.4 billion euro fine related to Google Shopping.
Yeah.
Which is a huge blow.
Big time.
But then they overturned a 1.5 billion euro fine related to AdSense.
Oh, wow.
Which shows that Alphabet's willing to fight back.
Yeah.
And sometimes they win.
They do.
It really highlights the complex and often unpredictable nature of antitrust law.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're dealing with a company as large and influential as Alphabet.
For sure. I mean, billions of dollars are at stake in these cases.
So exactly.
It's no surprise that they're going to be fiercely contested on both sides.
And we can't forget about the ongoing Department of Justice lawsuit here in the U.S.
Right.
Along with the Epic Games case, which is still making its way through the courts.
Uh-huh.
All of these legal battles could have a significant impact on how Alphabet operates in the future.
Absolutely. It raises an important question.
Okay.
How will these legal challenges shape Alphabet's strategic decisions and investments going forward? Will they need to adjust their business practices to appease regulators?
Yeah.
Or will they continue to push back aggressively?
That's a good question.
It's a delicate balancing act.
It is. It's definitely something to watch closely.
Yeah.
But amidst all these legal battles, it's clear that Alphabet is still heavily investing in the future, particularly when it comes to Google Cloud and AI.
Right.
We already touched on cloud's strong performance.
Yeah.
But it's worth emphasizing that they're pouring resources into building out their technical infrastructure.
They're laying the groundwork for even more growth and innovation in the cloud computing space.
Yeah. And AI is a big part of that equation.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating to see how they're not just developing cutting-edge AI models, but also making strategic acquisitions to bolster their capabilities.
Makes sense.
Their acquisition of Character.ai is a prime example.
Yeah, yeah.
For those unfamiliar Character, AI specializes in creating AI chatbots with distinct personalities.
Interesting.
And this acquisition added a whopping $2.7 billion in goodwill to their books.
Wow, that's a significant investment.
It is.
It speaks volumes about how much faith Alphabet has in the potential of this technology.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. AI assistants that are more engaging and personalized, search results that are tailored to your specific needs and interests, even the possibility of AI-powered content creation.
Wow.
The possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
They are.
It's like they're building the foundation for a future where AI is seamlessly integrated into every aspect of our digital lives.
Yeah, that's a powerful vision.
It is. But of course, all this investment in infrastructure, especially for AI, is going to come with a price tag.
It will. Right. We're likely to see higher depreciation expenses in the near term.
Okay.
As they build out these massive data centers and computing clusters needed to support their AI ambitions.
Right.
But they're clearly viewing this as a worthwhile trade-off.
Yeah.
Short-term costs for long-term gains.
Makes sense.
Alphabet is betting big that AI will not only transform their business, but also revolutionize entire industries.
Wow.
And potentially even the world as we know it.
It's a bold vision, and it'll be fascinating to see how it unfolds in the coming years.
Absolutely.
But let's take a break for now and come back to explore some other key takeaways from Alphabet's Q3 performance.
Sounds good.
All right, we are back, and I want to jump into something that you might find surprising.
Okay.
You remember how we talked about YouTube's massive global audience?
Yeah.
Well, their 10Q filing breaks down their revenue by geographic location.
Okay.
And get this, the U.S. is still their biggest market.
Oh, really?
Bringing in a whopping 49% of their total revenue.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
It makes sense, though,
considering
the U.S. is their home turf.
For sure.
But what's really interesting is the growth they're seeing internationally. EMEA, that's Europe, the Middle East, and Africa all combined, contributes a significant 29% of their revenue.
Okay.
And then you've got the Asia Pacific region clocking in at 16%.
Uh-huh.
And that market is rapidly expanding.
So even though the U.S. is still their bread and butter.
Right.
Their global reach is undeniable.
Absolutely.
Would you say?
Yeah. And that global presence presents both challenges and opportunities.
Okay. How so?
Well, we've already touched on the challenges with those antitrust lawsuits,
right,
particularly in Europe.
For sure.
But having a foothold in so many different markets opens up enormous potential for future growth.
Yeah, it's like they're playing on a global chessboard.
Uh-huh.
Strategically positioning themselves for long-term success.
I like that analogy.
But let's circle back to AI for a moment.
Okay.
You mentioned some mind-boggling possibilities earlier.
I did.
What are some concrete ways that Alphabet is weaving AI,
yeah,
into its existing products and services?
Well, think about Google Search.
Okay.
It's already powered by AI,
uh-huh,
but they're constantly refining their algorithms,
right,
to make those search results even more relevant and personalized.
Makes sense.
AI is playing a major role in understanding user intent.
Okay.
And delivering the most helpful information.
And what about those character.ai chatbots?
Right.
I'm still wrapping my head around the potential there.
I know, it's exciting.
It is.
Imagine interacting with a customer service bot. Yeah.
That not only understands your issue,
uh-huh,
but does so with empathy and even a touch of humor.
That would be amazing.
Or picture a virtual assistant.
Okay.
That can adapt its communication style to your personality.
Right.
Making the interaction feel more natural and engaging.
Yeah, it's like having a personal AI companion to guide you through your digital life.
Exactly.
That's wild.
And let's not forget about the potential for content creation.
Oh, yeah.
AI could be used to generate everything.
Okay.
From news articles and blog posts,
mm-hmm,
to marketing copy and even creative writing.
Wow.
This could revolutionize how we consume and produce information.
It's both exciting and a little unsettling.
I know, right?
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
But it also raises concerns about the potential for job displacement,
mm,
and the ethical implications of AI-generated content.
You're right. It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
And that's why it's so crucial for Alphabet to be mindful of these ethical considerations.
Yeah. As they continue to develop and deploy these powerful AI technologies.
Oh, sure.
They have a responsibility to ensure that AI is used for good.
Right.
And doesn't inadvertently create unintended consequences.
It sounds like they're walking a tightrope.
They are.
Balancing innovation with responsibility.
Absolutely. And it'll be fascinating to see how they navigate that challenge in the coming year.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But shifting gears back to their financial performance for a moment.
Okay.
Let's talk about their investment strategy.
All right.
They're clearly not afraid to spend big on future bets.
No, they're not.
Whether it's AI,
okay,
cloud infrastructure,
right,
or self-driving cars.
It's a bold approach.
It is. And that's reflected in their capital expenditures.
Yeah.
Or CapEx, as they call it in the financial world.
Right.
Their 10Q shows a significant jump in CapEx this quarter,
hmm,
driven largely by investments in data centers and servers.
Those investments are essential,
okay,
to support their growth plans.
That's
they need that computing power to fuel their AI ambitions,
right,
expand their cloud offerings,
yeah,
and process the massive amounts of data generated by their various platforms.
But it also puts pressure on their profitability in the short term.
Right. It does.
I mean, those investments aren't cheap.
No, they're not. And it's a classic trade-off,
okay,
that investors often have to consider.
Wow.
Do you prioritize short-term profits?
Right.
Or do you invest heavily for long-term growth?
It's a tough choice.
It is.
Alphabet is clearly opting for the latter.
They are.
Believing that these investments will pay dividends down the road.
They're betting on the future.
They are. It's a bold strategy.
Yeah.
And only time will tell if it pays off.
For sure.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
What are some of the key risks or potential stumbling blocks,
okay,
they might encounter as they pursue this ambitious growth strategy?
Well, the legal and regulatory landscape is certainly one to watch.
Yeah.
Those antitrust lawsuits, if,
yeah,
they don't go Alphabet's way, could force them to make significant changes to their business practices,
okay,
potentially impacting their revenue streams.
And what about competition?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
They're facing intense rivalry in pretty much every market they operate in,
mm-hmm,
from cloud computing to self-driving cars.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Tesla.
Yeah, those are big players.
they're formidable competitors, each with their own strengths and strategies.
For sure.
Alphabet can't afford to rest on their laurels. They need to constantly innovate and adapt to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a high-stakes game they're playing.
It is.
And the competition is fierce.
Absolutely. But let's shift our focus back to Google Cloud for a moment.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that they hit an impressive 17% operating margin.
I did.
What's driving that success?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, several factors are contributing to their strong performance.
Okay.
First, they've been laser focused on attracting large enterprise customers and securing those lucrative long-term contracts.
Right.
These deals provide a stable revenue stream. Yeah. And help drive profitability.
So it's not just about individual users.
No.
But also about catering to the needs of big businesses.
Precisely.
Interesting.
And they've been investing heavily in building out a comprehensive suite of cloud services.
Okay.
From data storage and analytics to AI and machine learning tools.
That's a lot.
It is. And this gives them a competitive edge.
Huh.
As they can offer businesses a one-stop shop for all their cloud computing needs.
And what about their pricing strategy?
Right.
How do they stack up against competitors like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure?
They've been quite aggressive on pricing.
Really?
Often undercutting their rivals to win market share.
Hmm. That can be risky.
It can. It can squeeze profit margins in the short term.
Right.
But they seem to be betting that they can make up for it with volume and by attracting new customers.
So it's a delicate balancing act.
It is.
But so far, it seems to be working for them.
So far, so good.
But let's not forget about YouTube.
Oh, yeah, right?
We talked earlier about their dominance in sports.
Uh-huh.
But what other factors are driving their continued growth?
Well, their recommendation algorithm is a huge factor.
Okay.
It's incredibly effective at keeping users engaged.
Right.
And surfacing content that's tailored to their interests.
Yeah, it always seems to know what I want to watch.
It's uncanny, right?
It is.
This keeps viewers glued to their screens and drives up ad revenue.
It's like they have a secret sauce for understanding what people want to watch.
Right.
Even before they know it themselves.
That's a great way to put it.
And they've been savvy about diversifying their content offerings beyond just user-generated videos.
Makes sense.
They've invested heavily in original programming, live streaming, and even music streaming to cater to a wider audience.
It's like they're building an entertainment empire within an empire.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, what are some of the challenges they face in maintaining their dominance in this ever-evolving digital media landscape?
Well, keeping up with the constant shifts in user behavior is a major challenge.
For sure.
The attention spans of online viewers are shrinking.
Yeah, no kidding.
And new platforms are constantly emerging.
Right.
YouTube has to stay ahead of the curve and adapt their content and features to keep users engaged.
Makes sense. And what about competition from other video platforms like TikTok and Instagram Reels?
Those platforms are definitely eating into YouTube's market share, especially among younger audiences. They've mastered the art of short-form video content that's highly addictive and shareable.
Totally.
YouTube needs to find ways to compete in that space without alienating their existing user base.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
It is. But let's zoom out for a moment and consider the broader implications of Alphabet's vast reach and influence. They're not just a tech company. They're a media powerhouse, a research giant, and increasingly a force to be reckoned with in areas like healthcare and transportation.
You're right. Their tentacles extend into virtually every aspect of our lives.
They do. And that raises important questions.
Like what?
About data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the potential for monopolistic behaviors.
It's a lot.
It is. These are complex issues that will require careful scrutiny and thoughtful regulation.
Right.
As Alphabet continues to grow and evolve.
It's a lot to grapple with.
It is.
And it's clear that Alphabet's actions have far-reaching consequences for society as a whole.
Absolutely. They have a responsibility to use their power wisely and ethically.
I agree.
And it's up to us as users and citizens to hold them accountable.
Well said. Now let's take a step back
Okay.
and recap some of the key themes that have emerged
All right.
from our deep dive into Alphabet's Q3 performance.
Certainly one of the most striking takeaways.
Right.
Is their unwavering commitment to innovation and investment in future technologies,
right,
even in the face of legal challenges and intense competition?
Yeah, they're not slowing down.
Not at all. They're playing the long game,
uh-huh,
betting big on areas like AI,
right,
cloud computing.
Yeah.
And self-driving cars.
It's a bold vision for the future.
It is. And they're doing all this,
okay,
while navigating a complex global landscape.
For sure.
Balancing the need for growth,
yeah,
with the responsibility that comes with their immense size and influence.
Right. It's like they're walking a tightrope.
They are.
Juggling multiple priorities,
mm-hmm,
and facing constant scrutiny from regulators,
yeah,
competitors,
right,
and the public alike.
It's a high wire act.
It is.
And it'll be fascinating to see how they continue to evolve in the years to come.
It's a story that's still being written.
Absolutely.
And we'll be watching closely to see what unfolds next.
For sure.
But for now, let's wrap up this deep dive by leaving you with a final thought-provoking question to ponder.
Sounds good.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Alphabet's Q3,
yeah,
let's leave you with this.
Okay.
How will Alphabet's decisions impact your digital life in the next few years?
That's a good one.
Will you be using their AI tools?
Right.
Are you concerned about their data practices?
Yeah.
This is more than just a company report.
For sure.
It's a glimpse into the future we're all heading towards.
That's a great point.
Right?
It's easy to get lost in the numbers.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Alphabet's impact extends far beyond the balance sheet.
True.
They're shaping the way we communicate,
uh-huh,
consume information,
right,
and even experience the world around us.
And they're doing it at a breakneck pace.
Yeah.
It's almost hard to keep up with all the new developments and initiatives they're pursuing.
Right.
It's like they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It seems like it.
From AI-powered healthcare solutions to self-driving cars that could revolutionize transportation.
It's an exciting time to be following Alphabet, that's for sure.
It is, but it also comes with a sense of responsibility.
Mm.
As we've discussed, their actions have far-reaching consequences.
They do.
Both positive and potentially negative.
For sure.
So it's up to us as informed citizens,
yeah,
to stay engaged, ask tough questions,
uh-huh,
and hold them accountable for using their power responsibly.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
It's a collective effort.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of technology.
Right.
And ensuring that it serves humanity in a positive and ethical way.
Well said. And on that note.
Yeah.
I think we've reached the end of our deep dive.
I think so.
Hopefully you've gained some valuable insights into Alphabet's Q3 performance.
Uh-huh.
And a better understanding of the forces shaping their future.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
Likewise.
And remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation.
It is.
Stay curious. Stay informed.
Okay.
And keep exploring the ever-evolving world of technology.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.